It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's looking like the gang is back in the house. So welcome to yet another episode of the 4Play Podcast. And give it up. This is the final episode of Season 2. Woo! Put in so much work, man. Taking a look at previous episodes, I'm like, why in the world haven't you listened just yet? www.coolfm.ng is the 4Play Podcast. Make sure that you tell a friend. Today, we are addressing the age-long battle between millennials and Gen Zs.
Fucking Gen Z.
We are tired of these Gen Z people. They have shown us shege over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
They don't listen to us.
Yeah.
They be looking at us as aged people.
Yeah.
Looking like we need special needs. Today,
are y'all old though?
We finna have that conversation. Where exactly did this all begin? Scarlett, what have we done wrong?
Age, what's the
problem?
1981 to 1997.
So you know what category you're in, yeah?
So you know where you belong.
Let's go.
1981 to 1997. You're a millennial. 1981 to 1996.
Okay.
So 1997 to 2012. You're a Gen Z, right? I mean, you said it already. It seems like we've always had a bit of a situation. I think the Gen Zs are just rude.
Yes.
They don't have regard for elders.
Mm.
We lay the path for you to succeed.
God.
And the least you can do is to say thank you.
Preach, sir!
What we get from Gen Zs is how, come on, show some respect.
Hey.
What's going on?
We have been there, we have done that.
And we've noticed that if there's anything... we've seen a lot of irresponsible traits from these Gen Zs,
yeah.
And we try to come in like the big uncles, throwing some advice. No, don't do this. We passed through this part and life didn't work out well. We had to make some adjustments. So why can't Gen Zs just listen, Scarlett?
Why? Okay. What if you didn't try everything while you were what if you didn't try everything while you were doing that thing you thought you were doing at that time and it failed? That's a big question you should ask yourself. What if someone thinking outside the box comes through to try that same thing you thought you did well and did it better? What you're afraid of?
The person thinking about the box, we discover the box so that the person will think outside of it.
Excuse
so appreciate the fact that there was a box. We discovered that box and we told the people, the Gen Z people, think outside of it. So give us credit.
Excuse me. First of all, hi guys. My name is Scarlett and I am considered a Gen Z. First off, is the audacity for me, right? Because, not just like Mega said, they discovered the box. Where did people discover the box? First off, there were people who were living before you. There are people living after you, and there will people be living after the Gen Zs. So that box has always been there. Let's put that down on the paper first of all. Everybody is doing something from that box. That box has been there. Y'all found the box. We found the box. Blah, 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 blah. Now, millennials always... I respect millennials. I don't have any problem with millennials.
Ah, the end of the podcast. Yay!
The problem... I don't have any issues with millennials. My problem with millennials is that they have an issue with Gen Zs. And I feel like this is from deep-rooted trauma and just the jealousy that most millennials were not able to explore the things that Gen Zs are doing now. We're not able to speak their mind when they were younger. We're not able to do the things that Gen Zs have the opportunity to do now easily. We're not able to stand up for themselves when they were being humiliated, frustrated, used, you know, all of that kind of stuff. They were not able to, you know, muster up the courage that most Gen Zs have now. Also, if we really want to look at the time millennials were our age and now, a lot of things have changed. Technology-wise, planet-wise, governorship-wise, everything is evolving. It's getting a lot more tense now than it was then. We have grown to have this massive coping skill because right now everything is on a high. It's expensive. Life is expensive. The inflation is high. Everything is going up.
I do not agree that Gen Zs have had any coping mechanism
at all. It is the millennials that do not have like coping mechanism.
I mean, when did we all start hearing about, oh, mental health, I can't do this?
That is the problem. That's why millennials have deep-rooted trauma, because they did not have anything to deal with
Let me ask you a question.
They just kept on moving with their lives and doing nothing about it.
We'll come to that box first.
Four Can Tango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh, yeah. But let me ask you a question.
Legendary box.
Yes, that legendary box. If I like to talk about it, if we did not make adjustments to that box, you know the amount of work that Gen Z's would have had.
What adjustment did you people make?
No, you said the box, we took it now. We didn't just take it from our elders and kept it.
What adjustment did you make?
Matter of fact, the Fortune 200 companies that so many Gen Z's want to work for right now were designed and built by millennials.
Okay, so they were designed and built by millennials.
Yes.
And who are going to keep those companies that you're talking about? Who is going to make sure those companies
are the next level? You have to respect the innovators.
The innovators.
I just gave you an example with the box. So
the
we changed the box.
The innovators are looking for unnecessary, they are demanding unnecessary bow down and wash my feet, wash my ass. You're supposed to lick my ass whenever you come to the office. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed
we're not asking you to look at
assholes. Millennials.
We are only asking y'all to work. Y'all hate it when it is time to
like
put in work. They don't.
I am working. I am a Gen Z and I work.
Gen Zs need to understand that the world does not revolve
around them. Facts.
There's a lot of other people in the world but Gen Zs. I mean, fucking Gen Zs just think everything should go by their flow.
Yes.
I mean, imagine what the world would be if everyone was operating like a Gen Z. We'll just be a bunch of lazy people.
Facts.
Not wanting to do anything but just have it anyway. That's not how the world works.
This is not really the problem. Because a lot of Gen Zs work their asses off. Let's be honest about this.
100%
making a podcast,
of millennials too.
It is not easy making a podcast. It is not easy being on TikTok. It is not easy being on social media.
Gen Zs did not invent podcasts.
I'm not saying they invented it.
Gen Zs did not invent podcasts. Agreed. Very, very much agreed. But then in 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, who are the people that made podcasts as relevant as they are right now? Podcast was not a thing. It wasn't a thing. People were not talking about podcasts. People were not really podcasts did not blow up until Gen Z decided to start listening to podcasts.
Did we make y'all relevant?
Listen,
by giving y'all a platform to express yourselves now.
No, I don't understand.
It gets to a point when an elder sees younger ones rushing to something. And then the elder one says, you know what? Let me leave them to go ahead and express themselves and have fun. And by the way, we are talking about podcasts because back then, our ways of expression was way different.
What was
it? We literally did not need a microphone. We will tell you to your face.
If you want to talk to me direct. Don't go through the corners.
If we had issues with the next man, we are going to meet the person and tell him, bro, what you did was fucking wrong.
But that's the problem now.
No. We address things.
But
that's the problem. That's the problem now. It's the same thing that you guys are complaining about that we're doing. You people say Gen Zs don't have respect. They don't have respect. But if you mess around with a Gen Z or you insult a Gen Z and they come up to you and say, okay, excuse me, ma'am, what you said, I did not like it. It's actually fucking with my mental health. I don't like the way you treat me. I don't like the way you work with me and all of that. I think we can do this and readjust and all of that. Y'all be like, oh my gosh, these Gen Zs again, they don't have respect. They come to me to tell me,
there will be no disrespect. Have I made myself clear?
What do you people want? What do you want?
Okay, let
you know
us,
what?
We'll tell you what we want.
I feel like I'm just going to end this war.
This life don't work.
I don't understand.
You.
Let me explain something to you.
Fuck yeah.
Let me explain this thing to you.
How? What? You must be the master mediator.
Let me explain this thing to you. The major problem that the Gen Zs and the millennials are having is simple.
Okay.
That misunderstanding is the fact that the Gen Zs call a spade a spade. Now, the problem with millennials, you remember every older person, we call them aunties.
Mm-hmm.
That's how millennials were raised.
Yeah.
Every older guy is uncle. But that's not true. According to the dictionary, it is not true.
We don't even care about the dictionary that much.
But that's it.
We care about
that's
family.
It. And then the Gen Z's come to you. I like what you are not my uncle.
Mm. It's
true. You are just an older guy. Okay. You are not my uncle.
What you have said like is true. Look, Blue Magic, thumbs up to you. But this is where we come in as millennials, trying to advise the Gen Z's as the big uncles and aunties that we are.
Yeah, we're back at this uncle.
Because we know that in life, to make it and navigate the waters, you need diplomacy. You cannot always just be blunt and say, I am a Gen Z. Yes. I have to say it like it is. If it is not red, it's not red. Not be so. It's not how to survive. We don't pass up. We have seen
will
that
you
this thing
team?
Will give you, will lead you into a...
Listen, I'm
it will make you unemployed.
I'm going to tell you something.
This is the reason why. This is the reason why Gen Zs are so easy to resign from work.
Yes.
Oh, I can't take it anymore.
I'm done.
You can't. I'm done. They will not even end emails with regards.
No, it's true.
You know.
Come for the gist.
You ready? Right now.
Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Because the boss shouted, but we as millennials, we understand that, I mean, your boss is a human being.
Yes.
They can get angry, and sometimes this is what happens. We're not encouraging you to be abusive to someone, but you cannot just be saying, let's call a spade a spade. It's not always like that.
No, but if millennials were really as... if millennials were really as diplomatic, as you put it, then they should know how to manage Gen Zs.
Are you people managing?
Yes!
Shebi, you make yourself manageable first before someone will come and meet you.
Let's
make adjustments here and there and there. You don't even listen.
Millennials.
You never have the opportunity to listen to us. We won't call you uncle like that. You want to beat us. Okay, you know what are we supposed to see? Gen Z people. What are we supposed to see? My younger one. Yo, what's up? My fellow TikTok rider. I'm lost.
Let me speak to please. Millennials are wonderful creatures. Do you know why? Because it's very easy for you to look at your millennial brothers, millennial colleagues, and figure out life, you know, quite easily. Like, if you're very attentive, you can use their lives to say, okay, I don't want to live like this person. But the problem is that most millennials haven't even set a good enough example. Take, for instance, you're in a house or you have older friends, and your older friends, all they do is go to bars every evening, smoke, drink, fornicate, prostitute, and that's all they do. Probably
prostitute.
All of those things that are, you know very well, these things are wrong things. Like, those are the examples that they're giving to you. They're not doing anything innovative. They probably don't have work. They don't have businesses. They're not working anywhere. So what example are they setting for the Gen Zs? Most Gen Zs have grown up in a time where things have been a lot more stringent than what it was before. Before, I could say, maybe because of the experiences and things that I've heard from most millennials, that it was easy for you to get out of school or go to school, get a job if you had a good result and all of that kind of stuff. As much as the vices were still there then, but they are even worse now. And the people who are in places of authority to give Gen Z's jobs are the millennials who are requesting that Gen Z's do rubbish so that they can get the jobs. So at the end of the day, the frustration is a lot more. And you guys grew up in a time where things were not this bad. We have grown up, our brains have developed faster than yours developed. We understand things a lot more better. And you guys were talking about, you know, the whole speak to somebody, don't be blunt and all of that. Where has democracy or diplomacy taken you people
is,
at the end of the day?
So what we have noticed with you Gen Zs is that you don't learn from any other person. You got Gen Zs learn from themselves.
Yes.
They don't learn from millennials or anything.
They do.
And they do not. In the middle of a family, the younger ones are the Gen Zs who just want to be naked. They didn't learn that from their older sisters or siblings. Definitely not from their parents. It's just from their core Gen Zs. They just take whatever you give to them. Oh, I've seen this on social media. The Kardashians are doing it. I'm fucking gonna do it anyway.
No, that's
the Gen Z's interpretation.
That's not even
so
true.
There's no looking through or sifting to say, okay, I could take this. This is no.
So how
Gen Z is just accepting. Just do.
So
just
wait,
do.
Wait. When the millennials were younger, who were influencing their way of doing things?
Nice.
It was the millennials of then. Right, the millennials now, what example are they? It still boils down to you people. You guys are making yourselves the bad guys here by making this argument open.
No,
because
we are not,
at the end of the day, Gen Z's are still copying what millennials are doing. They're still looking at what millennials are doing, and most of what y'all do is bullshit.
We are not saying you should not sieve, but you guys do not have the brain to sieve.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You just insulted me, sir. You insulted me, sir. You just insulted me, sir.
For me, it is sir. This sir is making me happy now. Now, reason being that you made mention of the fact that, you know, you see millennials going to the club.
Mm-hmm.
We are expected to guide you. We are not your parents.
Oh my days.
Yes, we are not. See, here's the thing. You have a brain of your own as a Gen Z. Don't say because you saw me going to the club
and wasting
my life.
That's what our brain
no,
is telling
you. People are more in the club now. Younger ones. Like you say your brain has developed more than our own. 14-year-olds now in clubs.
They saw
12-year-olds. 12-year-olds are smoking. They're not learning from us.
Because
they were not even born.
Excuse me.
They were not even born when we were in our active years. What exactly did they what did they see? What did they watch in order for them to learn those things when we had already become old?
You know, Gen Z
11, 10 year olds.
They saw us went to the club. We went to the club. They said, oh, yeah, let's copy. But they couldn't see. Now they go to the club and don't want to come home for 3 days.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how you do it.
Yes.
That's
see,
not,
no, we going to the club. Why can't you come and meet us and ask us, okay, bros, what's up? When you go to the club and you still manage to go to work, how do you do it? It's not Gen Z. They'll tell you,
I feel your job. Like the problem, I still say this
when
thing.
They go out
the major
on Friday,
problem,
they can't go to work on Monday.
They will not.
Millennials
just want to, they just want to be worshipped. That's the problem.
Men can lie. Oh, God. Oh,
millennials wants to be worshipped.
No, we don't.
Because why should I come to you and ask you? Why?
Because I have been there and I have done
why?
That. See, you know what? My failure should be your success.
There is nothing.
I'm telling you that I failed here
why
with Blue Magic.
Fail?
Don't enter here. Don't enter this hole, no.
Why did you fail?
Okay.
Is that not good enough information?
The thing is, even if you come to a millennial for advice, mm-hmm. bro, they're going to kill you 50% of the time they're giving you that advice.
Mm.
They're going to tell you things that are going to poison your brain and limit you.
Let's switch it up. Let's bring it back. Wait, let's bring it back a little
let's
bit,
just
right?
Remind everyone where we are.
Yes, please.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
Gen Z millennial conversation has been going on the 4Play Podcast, a property of 96.9 Cool FM Kano, available on our website www.coolfm.ng/Kano or wherever you get your podcast, but mostly from our website. So today, Scarlett will not just listen, typical of the Gen Zs.
We agree.
Yeah. So we're just trying to say the Gen Zs have not been living an impressive life. They need to apply diplomacy. It's very important if you want to survive. It's not every single time you have to be blunt. Scarlett believes that the millennials are not setting good examples.
Mm-hmm.
But we say we show you small and you want to overdo. Girls, millennial girls were wearing skimpy things. Now Gen Zs just want to be naked.
Yes.
We say, okay, let's go out and party. Gen Zs just want to party non-stop.
It's gonna be like that.
Okay, fine. So I've heard what you said, and honestly, I don't think there's anything we can say to level up this argument. But I think the entire stubbornness has run from generation to generation. Because when you were young, you had older people telling you not to do some certain things that they did that actually did not work out well for them, but y'all still did it, and y'all still had whatever it is that was the result of what your guys had. So it is actually weird and unfair that you want to limit someone else's experience because you think you have more sense, you know, and you know your mental is a lot more higher than that person's own. And as much as yes, like I said earlier, I respect the millennials, I also want them to understand where we're coming from. There's so much there's a lot more what's that word again, like high standard or push that is being put on young people these days to make it, to succeed, and all of those kind of stuff. So to be honest, y'all should just give Gen Z's a break. Let us have our time and come to you for advice normally. Don't try to force it on us, please. Thank you.
So that's what you were going to. Ladies and gents, before we go though, let me just add this little bit of information.
Just tiny.
It's not like millennials hate Gen Z's, right?
Aww.
We don't. We love you all so much. I mean, that's the reason why we're actually having this podcast, this conversation.
Especially the girls.
Yeah. You know, we no, it's not. Yes, now it's okay. Now, we're supposed to love the boys and we're going to love the girls. No, it's not for us. It's for you people. We like it. And Scarlett may mention the fact that, you know, back then, there are certain things that parents told us not to do. Trust me, there was this respect for our parents. We did what they asked us not to do, but we didn't. We never did it in front of them. We always gave them that respect. You wouldn't want us to do this thing. I mean, I'm going to do it because I respect you. I don't want to see you doing it, though. So I'm going to just respect myself. You know what I mean? Well, you know, Gen Z can take it the other way around. But it's okay. It's all love. Thank you very much.
We'd like to hear from you as well. Yes. Let us know where you belong.
Yep.
And are you tired of the fucking Gen Z's? Or...
Apparently, we cannot get to a truce.
No, not
it's not possible. So, but let's try. Let's hug it out.
It's all love.
On I love my millennial brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir. And I love my Gen Z's. Y'all be showing way too much. It's okay. Yo, thank you all so much for being a part of the 4Play podcast. This is how we wrap up season 2. It was a blast. We can't wait to be back up giving you more content. But yeah, if I were you, I would check out previous episodes and previous seasons. Wow, that's nice, right? www.coolfm.ng. You can always check out Cool FM Kano on socials. We'll be out there doing the most on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Same handle like Cool FM Kano. And click a thumbs up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/CoolFMKano. We'll see you in the next episode. We'll see you next season. Peace.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.